KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Welcome to Turnstiles from Radio Rethink. I'm Joel Davis. We have a full hour of music lined up for you, in which you'll hear Hailu Mergia and Dalak Band, The Small Faces, Six Organs of Admittance, Agnes Obel, David Karsten Daniels, and Yasmin Hamdan. We'll begin with some Congolese funk from Verkis El Orquestre Veve. This is Turnstiles.
Denise, oh mama, tina nini ya kitako boye. Ozala kaka marada ya mwasi nangai baba na bana o. Miso kitako boye o, kanula kayo mingyo o. Sala li sumo go, o fola kanga mingyo go go, o utawa byo go. Ita kreye o Denise, ita kwele kayo. Azua que se abandone.
Don't
From Ethiopia, that was Haile Mergia and Dalak Band, the album Wede Harer Guzo. Before that, Verkis El Orquest Veve Nakobalo Ya Denis. Up next, it's duo Benitez Valencia, the title track to Horas de Pasión on Turnstiles.
A quien adoro ciego con fervida pasión. Cuando te miro y te hablo, mujer la más hermosa, no sé qué aliento mágico me quema el corazón. Si te amo, ningún ser en la tierra podrá adorarte tanto como te adoro yo. Y esta pasión sagrada que mi existir encierra, al conocerte, oh Virgen, en mi alma despertó. Ya duermo soñando en tu hermosura, despierto y me enajena tu mágico esplendor. A ti se acerca el alma como la linfa punta, se acerca la ribera para besar la flor. El que llena las horas de mi vida, el que mi ser transforma en culto de pasión, el que en mi pecho deja tu imagen bendecida, el que hace de tu nombre su canto y su oración.
Till you changed my mind, love is sent through me and good to you. When you were somewhere, somewhere home. Thank you. that breathes and then makes love to me.
Hurry.
Long set of music wrapping up there with Billy Fury. Before that, Six Organs of Admittance. Also in the set, Chuck Johnson, Chad Van Gallen, The Small Faces, and we began with Duo Benitez Valencia. Coming up in just a minute, Agnes Obel as Turnstiles continues. Turnstiles, deep eclectic selections for your radio airwaves. Thanks for your support of community and public radio. Those donations keep adventurous freeform music on the air. Here's Agnes Obel on Turnstiles.
Around the throne. Bye. KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Come down, spinning wheel, got Haven't I the right to make it up, girl? Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love and that is all. But it's so hard loving you. Yes, it's so hard loving you. Loving you.
Ringo, what's been the most important aspect of being a Beatle to you?
Important?
Yeah.
I was tapping, folks. Your set isn't wrong. I don't know. It's all sort of important in good ways, and it's only important, really, in other ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Could
you say what's pleased you most about it?
To pinpoint it is beyond. I just like being in the Beatles, you know. Yeah. It's the best thing for me anyway.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that.
What do you find the most enjoyable aspect of life now, the way that the Beatles are operating now, which is on a sort of limited
basis? Well, it's much nicer, you know. We used to work every night practically. We're all always tired and hungry.
Yeah.
But now we have plenty of time off, you know, and it's great because it doesn't get on top of you. You can just sort of have a rest, and then we do a bit of work.
Yeah. What do you do during the time that you're off?
Sit around most of the time. You know, just don't do anything. Just sort of play records, you know, the usual stuff anybody does when they sit around.
Yeah. Do you think you'd be content to do that for the rest of your life, or is there anything that you'd like to do outside of being a musician?
No, there's nothing I'd rather do, you know, really. I mean, I like playing and things like that, but I think I would turn into a blob if it was left to do nothing, you know.
You would do that?
Yes, I could easily turn into a lump of nothing,
just
sitting on a chair.
How much do material possessions matter to you? Do you need the sort of trappings of luxury now?
I like them, you know, that's why I have them. So I like, it's nice to have a good house and a bit of land and a couple of good, you know, a couple of cars instead of one terrible old car.
Yeah.
I enjoy all that. Well, I mean, anyone would, you know.
Well, I'm sure, yeah. Do you like being a family man?
Yes, I enjoy that too, because that's good again for me, you see, because if I sit at home, at least there's something going round, you know, there's the baby slobbering on me or things like that, you know. Lovely baby.
Would you like to have more kids?
Yes. Mm. They're good fun, you know, they sort of crawl around, break all the ashtrays and
Have you any thoughts about what you'd like your own children to do?
No. No, I don't know. Honestly, don't know.
Would you be happy to have a
family? That's the worst thing, you know, as soon as the baby arrived, you've got all these sort of, well, you know, what do we do now, you know, if we tell him to do this, is it right? You just have to go along, but I haven't planned anything for him, you know. I just hope he's okay himself. He can make it.
Would you be happy to have a family of blobs all sitting around doing
that? Well, as long as I was one too.
That's what I meant.
I wouldn't mind. That would be okay. Then you'd have no worries, would you? You know?
I guess, no.
And that's what I like, you see, no worries. I hate worries.
Does your sort of outside activities extend to wanting to travel anywhere and really see places that you've maybe been to and not seen as a Beatle?
No, not yet. Mm. No.
Where do you like to go on a holiday, for instance?
Well, we always go somewhere where it's quiet. We sort of phone up the office and say, well, how is it here? And she'll say, oh, it's snow, you know, because we don't know much geography. Well, I don't. And they'll say, well, this is very nice. So we all go there and think, yeah, great, and, you know, all peaceful and quiet. But after 2 weeks, you know, I get bored after 2 weeks just sitting around doing nothing in the sun, you know. I like to sit at home doing nothing, sort of. I think because if you do want to do something, you know, it's right there.
Yeah.
But I always get bored laying around after 2 weeks.
That's very strange.
I don't know, you know. I think it's because I like being home anyway. You know, I love staying at home.
You say you play records and so on. Can you tell us what sort of things, or do you range over a pretty wide field?
I play anything, you know. Mm. Just anything.
Are there any artists or musicians that you'd go out of your way to listen to?
Not right out of me, but,
well,
you know,
if they won't. As far as the record.
As long as they're on the way into town, it'll be all right. I sort of get mad things, you know. I sort of go potty on people just after hearing one record, and I buy a couple of LPs. Mm-hmm. And that's it, you know, I may play one of the LPs and then I never bother again. Mm-hmm. I'm like that with most things, you know, I sort of want things and then I get them and then I get tired.
Like what other things? Can you think of anything that you felt that way about?
Well, more when I was a kid, you know, I sort of want a bike, give me a bike, you know, spoiled brat. And I'd get a bike and then I'd swap it for a steering cart or something. Then my mother would say, but I paid a lot of money for that bike, and you know, and some kid made the steering cart in his backyard. And I'd swap that for the TomTom and things like that. I just kept wanting things till I got them, you know.
So even when you were a kid, I mean, obviously your sights were lower than they are now, you were still able to get most of the things you wanted?
Well, I mean, I didn't want much, did I? You know, an 8-quid bike and things like that. I never wanted anything big, so, you know, just soft little things. Yeah. And I just wanted them, and I tried to get them and got most of them, and then just got rid of them.
So would you say, on the whole, that you've had a fairly easy life?
Yeah, I've had an easy life, yeah. I've never been hungry, never been cold. You know, I've had a good life. I wouldn't change any of it, you know, even the bit before. This bit's much better, mind.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I still wouldn't bother me to go through all the rest again. Because, I
you're from a big family or a small family?
I'm the only child.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, there you go, you see. Yeah. People say, oh, only child, you must have been spoiled. But I wasn't spoiled where I could have everything because my mother went out to work, you know, and she was the only one getting any money, so therefore, I suppose it was one of the reasons I never asked for big things. Mm. I just asked for little things, which may have seemed big, but they weren't really.
When did you first get interested in music?
When I was about 14 in hospital, they used to have to keep us happy, you know, all the kids, because I was 14. They had a sort of ward band, and the little sort of teacher came along, and she sort of put a big board up with all yellow dots and red dots, and when she pointed to red or yellow or green, the triangles or the drums or, you know, silly little band. It was great fun. Yeah. And I would never play unless she gave me a drum, you see. So I used to fight for the drums then. And I think that's when I first became interested, and then I used to sort of bang on a desk on the locker next to the bed and things. And then I came home and I put little bits of wire on top of biscuit tins and used to bash them with pieces of firewood, you know. And then I got a 30 bob bass drum, which used to drive them all mad. It was about 15 and a half, I think, 16. And I got this bass drum, you know, just a one-sided bass drum, and I used to bang it, sort of bashing it to the BBC and things like that.
Did you ever have any kind of tuition at all, or was the whole thing?
I had about three lessons. Got interested and sort of said, right, I'll go and read music and learn how to play, you know. And only I went to this little man in, you know, it was just in a house sort of thing, and he played drums, and he sort of said, get a manuscript, and he wrote it all down. And I never went back, you know. After that, I couldn't be bothered, you know, it was too routine for, you know, all that paradiddles and that, and I couldn't stand it. I don't think I'd ever bother learning now, you know.
No. Well, OK, Ringo, I think that sort of takes us to the end. It's time I let you go and do some more legging about, isn't it?
Thanks a lot then, Brian. Well, all the best.